Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Israel Report brought to you with the compliments of the Blue Agency, Israeli Property Management and Sales.
The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, good morning, Boker Tov, how are you?
Good morning. I think like many of us around the world in absolute sorrow and sadness, I think we've woken up to a world that actually seems slightly different today, a little bit off its axis. We have all lived with one queen, one monarch for as long as we know. And today, the world has changed as the beloved Queen Elizabeth has passed away.
Yeah, it really is, and it is incredible, because as she's passed away, so we can already start to see how she'll be remembered for her dedication for service. And I love that. I love the fact that the Queen herself remembered for service, not for everybody serving her, but for service herself. And you almost get the sense that she was there. She worked until the day before her passing, and that is really just an amazing legacy to be left with.
She was the embodiment of duty. You know, I've seen so many correspondents say exactly the same thing. It is the end of an era, not just because it is the end of her reign, but also she really, to me, was the greatest Briton and absolutely emblematic of a generation that was stoic, that got on with it, that prized duty and service. And she was the embodiment of duty and service, carrying out her final duty just on Tuesday when she swore in her 15th Prime Minister, Liz Truss. I think we all looked at those final pictures of the Queen, maybe a little bit in shock and sad at how frail she appeared, but there she was with her iconic smile and twinkling eyes, making sure that she did the job that she was sworn to do. It was in South Africa where at the age of 21, she said, and I'm going to try and get through this without crying, I swear before you that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be entirely devoted to your service and to that of our great imperial family. And of course, the empire not really existing anymore, but she carried out her duties till the absolute last. And, you know, very, very moving to see yesterday that as the news was announced, rainbows over both Buckingham Palace Windsor Castle. Just absolutely extraordinary. Her last goodbye to her people.
I actually thought when I first saw that, I thought, nah, somebody has photoshopped that in. And then when I started verifying that, there was an actual, just before they announced her passing, was this rainbow over Buckingham Palace. It was weird.
It was, and I think many people, certainly on social media, say, we think she has passed. You know, the ominous signs were there. It's a very, very, very unusual for the for Buckingham Palace to comment on the sovereign's health. They don't normally do that, keeping the dignity of the sovereign, which of course now is King Charles III. They don't comment. So when that announcement was made, it was a signal that something really, really serious was underway. And then of course the family flying up to Balmoral in Scotland to be by her side. And of course, watching on various channels, you know, took some real brain and eye acrobatics yesterday to watch between all the news channels, the presenters slowly changing into black, and then screens going black as it was announced that Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II had passed away peacefully in Balmoral.
Let's talk about the Queen and her relationship with Israel.
Well, the response from Israel has been absolutely extraordinary. Statements coming out almost immediately in tribute to the Queen from both our Prime Minister Yair Lapid and our President Isaac Herzog. I'm going to read you a little bit from the Prime Minister's message yesterday. Says, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth was known far and wide simply as the Queen. Her passing is, Herzog, lots of information coming out at me. The Prime Minister says, on behalf of the government and people of Israel, I send my condolences to the royal family and the people of the United Kingdom on the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She leaves behind an unparalleled legacy of leadership and service. May her memory be for a blessing. And the tributes coming in from Benny Gantz, our Defense Minister, Gideon Sar, our Justice Minister, the leader of the opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu, Jewish leaders, religious leaders across the country, and leaders from all spectrums of the political field, of course, led by our ambassador in the United Kingdom, Tzipi Hotovelli. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem lighting up in tribute the walls of the old city, the area, the Tel Aviv municipality lighting up. And I'm going to read the very, very touching tribute from President Herzog, who said, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was known far and wide simply as the Queen. Her passing is the end of an era. Together with the Israeli people, I grieve her loss and extend my deepest sympathies to the British people and all nations of the Commonwealth who have lost their matriarch. Queen Elizabeth was a historic figure. She lived history, she made history, and with her passing, she leaves a magnificent, inspirational legacy. As the 11th President of the State of Israel during Her Majesty's long reign, and on behalf of the whole state and people of Israel, I express my condolences to the royal family, to the King and the Queen Consort, to the people of the United Kingdom, and to all nations of the Commonwealth. Throughout her long and momentous reign, the world changed dramatically while the Queen remained an icon of stable, responsible leadership and a beacon of morality, humanity, and patriotism. In her life and in her service to her people, the Queen embodied a spirit of integrity, duty, and ancient tradition. My late mother and father had several audiences with the Queen over the years. Her fond welcome and warm hospitality left a profound impression down the generations. And we've also had comments like ties between Israel and the United Kingdom have thrived under the reign of Queen Elizabeth II, Elizabeth the Great.
A few people commenting that she never visited Israel. Talk to us about that.
Okay, this is very important to understand. The monarch and the royal family are only allowed to visit countries in an official capacity at the request of the Foreign Office. It is never their decision. They are apolitical. They are above politics, which is why the Queen, who reigned for 70 years, we never knew her political opinions at all. And the Foreign Office actually had an unofficial boycott in place and forbid the Queen from making official visits to Israel. This, of course, has been lifted in recent years with the visits of King Charles and the now incoming Prince of Wales, Prince William, who've been to Israel in official capacities. We also can't forget that the late Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, her consort, visited Israel numerous times in a private capacity, as his mother, who was honored as a righteous amongst the nations, is buried in Jerusalem. So it wasn't the choice of the Queen not to visit Israel. The Queen has had a long and enduring love for the Jewish people and all of our prime ministers and presidents and religious leaders who have been in her company have spoken about her love for the Jewish people, her love for Israel. She united our former president, Shimon Peres, who famously told her that life begins at 90. She conferred on him a knighthood, and he said of her visit she was very, very concerned about the people of Sderot and wanted to hear all about their situation when he had his audience with her.
And in fact, it's very important as well to talk about, as you've mentioned, her mother-in-law. When World War II broke out, Prince Philip, in fact, volunteers for the British Navy to fight the Nazis, and he did so with distinction. Remaining in Athens, Princess Alice invited the Cohens, a Greek-Jewish family with whom she and her husband had been friends, to hide in their house. Princess Alice was brought in for questioning, but refused to divulge that, in fact, she was sheltering Jews in her home. She returned to London in 1967, died in 1969. She requested that her remains be interred in Jerusalem. And in 1988, they were buried on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. She was declared righteous amongst the nation at Yad Vashem, and Prince Philip traveled to Israel for that ceremony, planted a tree in her name. So there's a very, very close connection with Israel, with the Jews, even if she wasn't able, and certainly in the earlier years, to travel there in an official capacity.
Well, absolutely, and I think you have seen the mantle passed down to her family, King Charles now, King Charles III, taking on a vast number of her patronages over the last couple of years as her health was in steady decline. He is the patron of World Jewish Relief and International Holocaust Memorial Trust in the United Kingdom. And really, it is King Charles and his heir apparent, Prince William, and his wife, Catherine, who will now become the Princess of Wales, following in the footsteps of her late mother-in-law, Diana, Princess of Wales, who've really, really worked hard. Prince Charles earlier this year commissioning paintings of Holocaust survivors in the United Kingdom and that magnificent documentary that went along with it. Catherine, Duchess now of Cambridge and Cornwall, taking on Holocaust education and working closely with Holocaust survivors. If you hear anybody talking about meeting her, they say she is the real deal. She knows the history. She knows her stuff. The lovely video filmed in lockdown last year for International Holocaust Memorial Day, meeting with two Holocaust survivors who she met, one of them again at Buckingham Palace earlier this year. The late phenomenal chief, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, also speaking about the Queen's affinity, especially for Holocaust survivors. And how she would meet with them, and when her aides would say, "Your Majesty, ma'am, you know, it's time to end the engagement. You know, we have to move on to the rest of your diary." She didn't budge until she had listened to all of them. Last year, there was a rabbi in the United Kingdom who famously quit the BBC over issues of anti-Semitism, and he said the greatest surprise for him was meeting the Queen and her saying to him, "You know, my husband and I listen to your broadcast every Sunday. We tune in every Sunday." So there is this long history of love and affiliation, and all you have to see is how tributes have poured in to her from Israeli leaders, from Jewish leaders, Chief Rabbi Mervis issuing a prayer that will be said across shuls in the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth tonight.
Yeah, because of course in British communities, in British shuls, every Shabbat there is a prayer for the well-being of the Queen that is said every single week.
Absolutely. It's a prayer for the well-being of the Queen and the royal family. And it is a tremendous, tremendous legacy that she leaves behind. When she was crowned as monarch during her coronation, she said famously, she said, "I may be the head of the Church of England, but I appeal for prayers from people of all faiths." And yesterday, before the news was announced that she had sadly passed, prayers coming in from all of those faiths for the well-being of Her Majesty.
Is Israel, obviously for the funeral that's going to take place in 10 days, is Israel likely to send the President, Prime Minister? How does that look?
Well, we haven't had any official notice who will represent us, but I think it will probably be our ambassador, Tsipi Hotaveli, along with our president and the first lady who will represent us. You know, our president, Isaac Herzog, whose ties go back to the United Kingdom, his grandfather was the chief rabbi, I think it was, of Ireland, and his late father, President Chaim Herzog, who had served in the British Army, was one of the liberators of the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp and had met with the Queen on numerous occasions, and the President meeting with members of the royal family himself. I think that he will represent the State of Israel at her funeral.
Because I was wondering why the President had mentioned that his family had met a number of times with the Queen in his statement, and now at least I have some context to that.
It's an extraordinary history. You know, when you look at the Herzog family history, it's almost as if Jewish history, Israeli history, and British history all run along in parallel together.
Rolene Marks, thank you for a very, very interesting Israel report, and one that gives some context and a tremendous amount of depth to the relationship between Israel and the Queen, the Jewish community, both in the United Kingdom and, in fact, around the world. Wishing you a wonderful weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll, of course, catch you next week. The Israel Report is brought to you with the compliments of the Blue Agency, Israeli Property Management and Sales. It's about to go 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.